We're going to open up with Q&A, please. If you have a question, go ahead and raise your hand and we'll call on you. Start off with Steve Gilbert.
Corey, 20 days, 17 games. How does it feel to walk off the field a winner tonight?
Yeah, I can't describe that feeling. You know, I try to tell you before that game, you have no idea what's happening inside of our clubhouse on a daily basis, and the pain that we're feeling after a game, or you know, it's just a good feeling to know that we did enough right. We did, you know, things our way, and we won a baseball game, and there's excitement in that clubhouse. It's well deserved, and it's a night where I'm sure a lot of people inside of this organization are going to have a very, very good night's rest, and we all deserve it. We all deserve it.
Barry Bloom.
Hey, Tari. How do you put into perspective, you know, what you guys have gone through the first half of the season in the context of your own club and globally in the context of Major League Baseball?
Well, we were aware of the chatter and the talk around our industry that you know, we were losing baseball games and they were continuing to pile up, and it's hard to block all that noise out. And I'm proud of the guys for their effort that they were giving every night. And look, we were breaking down inside of the game, but tonight it's more of a reflection of you know, how hard they had to work and how they continue to play together and fight together every single day until we had the right outcome. And everybody that I know inside of my space has been reaching out, loving me and supporting me. I'm sure that everybody else is feeling was getting the same response from their inner circle of friends and family. But now it's time to turn it around and start playing baseball and winning games on the other side, and are doing things on the other side and winning baseball games. And that's our intent. I want this group to feel good about what they've done and this incredible journey that we've all been on over the past several weeks. I can't explain it. Can't explain why it happened, but we need to enjoy it and come out and expect to win another baseball game tomorrow. That's going to be my message to them.
David Brent.
Hey, Tori, sorry, my video is not working right now, but you know, during there's lots of blame to go around, obviously, during the streak, but starting pitching had kind of been rough the past week or so. How big was it for Merrill just to, you know, give you seven really good innings and, you know, just not run into very much trouble?
Yeah, you know, good. I'm glad I'm going to get this opportunity to bridge it over to Merrill. He had a great day today. And he gave us seven unbelievable innings, and there was, you know, limited trouble. He was making his pitches. He had a very good cut fastball tonight. And on a night when we needed somebody to step up and get the job done, I'm not surprised that it was Merrill. He's been having a solid year. It's been probably a mistake pitch or a mistake inning that has made his numbers look like they, you know, look a little different than they actually are, or make each outing look a little different than it actually was. So he was the story tonight for me. He deserves a credit for putting us on his shoulders and carrying us across the finish line.
Jack Summers.
Sticking with Merrill there, in the seventh inning, when you had to play up in the bullpen, you had, I guess, three lefties in a row up on Bradley on deck, and then Fisher and Wong behind that. Was there ever any doubt that you were going to let him pitch to Bradley, and you were thinking more along the guys behind him?
Yeah, you know, we were having some good conversations in there. And I just don't want to put Merrill in a situation where he was going to be boxed in and have to make pitches, to the top of the lineup for the fourth time around. I typically stay away from that. I think I've done it one time this year. And ironically it was with Merrill. So I was trying to figure out when I was going to, pull that string, but I felt like Merrill was in a good enough spot that he's continuing to make pitches. And when he got the big strikeout to the batter before Bradley, it escapes me right now. He drove a fastball into the right place, the right location. I figured it was time to give him an extra batter or two. Matchups were favorable for Joe for a couple of those batters. I just didn't want to put Joe into a box as well. So we were going to pull the string on it, or I was going to pull the string on it at the right time, but I felt like he deserved to get that extra batter, which he did, and got the lineup.
Zach and Kevin?
Or just how did you think it went with the umpires checking pitchers just for the first time? Kind of, do you feel like it kind of didn't mess with the flow of the game?
Yeah, I the umpires are obviously in a tough spot, and they don't want to interrupt the flow of the baseball game. That's the most important thing. So they were hustling around, and they did a great job of checking gloves, checking hats, checking hands, different things. So I think Major League Baseball has done a really good job with this to clean up a part of the game that that they felt like was backing up a little bit. And, the umpires did a really nice job tonight.
Evan Thompson.
Torrey, tonight, the only inning where Merrill gave up more than one base runner was the first inning. What does that say about his poise tonight?
Yeah, he just makes pitches. That's all he wants to do. He wants to stand on the mound for as long as possible and make pitches. And he is so into the moment, and he's so observant and aware. And I think, the general feeling was, well, we gave up an early run, and he stopped that little run that they were on. It was going to give us a chance to get back in the dugout at 1-0. That's how we all felt, and Merrill did it. Gave us a chance to jump ahead of him and didn't put up a crooked number. It was just that one point. So he's got a great heartbeat out there. And he's, like I said, he's so aware. Nothing speeds up on him, and he was in control of that situation.
Anything else for Torrey? All right.
Thanks, guys.
Torrey, congrats.
Thank you. Questions, we'll call on you. Start off with Zach Buchanan.
Merrill, just how'd you feel about your outing?
Happy with it. Not only for me, but for the team. There's a great energy in the clubhouse right now. We needed it. I was glad that I was able to, give us something deep, give us something solid so we can, get back in that win column.
David Brent.
Yeah, Merrill, kind of along those lines, Torrey said that you just, I know it's a team game, but tonight you kind of put the team on your shoulders and carried them across the finish line. He said, how good does it, as one of the veterans on the team, to kind of be one of the big reasons this is finally over?
Yeah, like I said, it definitely feels good. I mean, it wasn't just me. It was a team effort. I mean, we put up 5 runs. Like I said, it feels great right now. I'm glad to end, like I said, I'm glad to end the streak. It's definitely more fun winning than losing.
Zach McKinnon.
Well, what was the key to your effectiveness today?
I got to give a lot of credit to Voter for sure. I just felt like we were on the same page most of the day. We had a pretty good game plan going in, and I think we just executed it pretty well.
Jose Romero.
Hey, Merrill, can you give us kind of a sense of the clubhouse and what's going on in there? I guess what the mood was after the game?
Just happiness, relief. There's music playing, which obviously doesn't really happen after losses. It's been a pretty quiet clubhouse after the game for, quite some time. So just to hear, everybody high-fiving and, laughing and actually having a good time after a baseball game, it feels good.
Back to you, Zach.
Well, just how did you feel it went with the umpires checking you guys periodically throughout the game?
Say that first part again. Say the first part of your question.
Yeah. How did you feel it went with the umpires checking you guys for substances and, sticky patches or whatever for the first time?
Obviously different, not ideal, but you know, where we're at, it is what it is. And I thought he did a good job today of checking what he needed to check, but not holding anything up. So I didn't really mind it too much.
Doug Franz.
Merrill, now that it's over, 17 game losing streak, can you describe what it's like to try to separate real life from your day job and not take a 17 game losing streak or 10 game losing streak, 15, take it home with you every night?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. Obviously, you know, we're all professionals. This is what we do for a living. You know, we all care a lot about what we do on a daily basis. So for it to, for the hard work that we put in, you know, day in and day out, for it to not kind of, you know, show up in the game, it's obviously frustrating. You know, a lot of our wives and girlfriends are definitely saints for putting up with a lot of us. I know that. But at the end of the day, when the game's over, you just try to move on from it as fast as you can. You know, obviously a losing streak is nothing but negative. So you try to just get away from that negativity as quick as possible.
Evan Thompson.
Hey, Merrill, you pitched well tonight, but also at the plate, you walked and got down a sacrifice bunt that later led to a run scoring. So for people who aren't really familiar with the pitcher's hitting and how that feels and stuff, can you describe to us how it feels to go ahead and contribute offensively as well?
Yeah, I mean, for me, anytime I'm on first base is a win, because, I mean, obviously I would imagine most people on this call right now know what my history is at the plate. So anytime I can contribute to the team, you know, other ways other than pitching, it feels a lot better getting on first base than it does walking back to the dugout.
Merrill, at least from our vantage point up here, it felt like most of the game you guys were just in
control. You know, they didn't really give them much oxygen. Just when was the last time you guys kind of felt that way throughout a whole game, do you think?
I mean, when was our last win? June 1st, I would probably say. You know, obviously in this stretch that we've had, there's been some games where we played pretty good baseball, you know, and just like the game against the Dodgers the other day, you know, just battling, and it just kind of didn't fall in our favor. But tonight, like we said before, it's just we all wanted this win so bad that I think once we got out to that start, I think everybody kind of sensed it and kind of just went for it.
We'll do one more with Jack Summers.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to allude to. There was a sense of we're not going to be denied tonight, and just watching the guys run around catch the ball all night, especially the last couple of plays of the game, it was that the sense in the dugout, like just no way we're letting this one go.
Yeah, I mean, especially once we got to 5 runs and it was 5-1, I think everybody kind of sensed it in the dugout, like, you know, this is our time. If we didn't get this one, I don't know what would have happened. But like I said, I'm glad we did.
All right. Thanks, Merrill.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Merrill.